from Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org. I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this Monday, October 7th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
In-person absentee voting began across Maine today. As Kevin Miller reports, roughly 10% of voters have already requested a ballot.
Maine has what's known as no-excuse absentee voting, meaning registered voters can vote early either by mail or in person for any reason. Towns were required to begin offering in-person absentee voting on Monday. More than one-third of Maine voters cast absentee ballots in 2022. As of Friday afternoon, about 100,000 of the state's nearly 1 million active voters had requested absentee ballots. That's significantly more than at this point during the gubernatorial election 2 years ago, according to the Secretary of State's office. Maine consistently has among the highest voter participation rates in the country. In addition to voting for president, Maine residents will also fill both seats in the U.S. House, one U.S. Senate seat, and choose all 186 lawmakers in the state legislature. Voters will also select a state flag design, decide a campaign finance issue, and vote on three bond measures. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
The Maine Turnpike Authority is warning of a scam that uses text messages warning that a toll is overdue and urging recipients to click on a link to pay. Turnpike spokeswoman Erin Courtney says the authority does not send such messages.
We do not send any information via text to our customers to tell anybody that they owe us money. If we are notifying someone that they owe us anything, it would be coming via the regular postal mail.
Courtney says so many people have been calling the Turnpike's customer service center that they've had to put on extra staff to handle the volume. She says if any EasyPass customers want to check their toll status, they can do that online at the EasyPass website. The YMCA in Dover Foxcroft is closing its doors for good this month. The Piscataquis Regional YMCA Board of Directors says the decision is based on increasing operational costs and declining memberships and public funds. The pool will be shut down immediately, and other services will stop over the next few weeks. The board says that membership dues will be prorated and refunded. All memberships will be honored at the Old Town Orono YMCA, which is about an hour's drive from the Dover Foxcroft Gym. The YMCA in Manchester was the last to close 2 years ago. And the Catholic Foundation of Maine today announced a new endowment to help parents enrolled in a certificate or degree program pay for childcare. The endowment has reached $525,000, and initial grants totaling almost $14,000 have been awarded to the Kennebec Valley Community Action Program and Community Concepts to be distributed to families on a case-by-case basis. Community Concepts CEO Jim Martin says childcare subsidies are a key support in helping families improve their financial circumstances.
It's a fundamental resource in our rural service area, helps families that are facing challenges of access and affordability. Reliable, affordable childcare is often the key that unlocks opportunities for parents to gain education and to find employment.
Community Concepts served over 380 children last year in Androscoggin, Franklin, and Oxford counties, and plans to open its 15th Early Learning Center next year. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bellows on absentee ballots, voter registrations, ranked choice voting, and more. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.